Meanwhile, though, let's talk about David Knieper Fashion House in Alfreton, because every year it holds a fashion design competition for primary school children in Derbyshire. It's called Fashion for Free. Children from across Derbyshire are asked to make a garment out of recycled items without spending any money. The theme of this year's competition is superheroes. Now, today, over 100 children are at David Knieper for the competition and the judging. So we decided to send Heidi Booth along to find out more. I wonder what she's wearing. Have you got your superhero cape on, Heidi?
Not just yet, but I've got my eye on one over at the back of the room, Sally. I'll tell you all about it shortly. But at the moment, I'm just surrounded by, I mean, what do you call a large group of excitable children with enough sticky back plastic to sink a ship? I'm going to go with gaggle. There's a load of tables in front of me surrounded by primary school kids who are all doing arts and crafty type stuff here at David Knieper. They're all designing little cards and cutting and sticking and pasting. And as you mentioned, it's judging day of these amazing outfits that the kids have been putting together over the last couple of weeks. I'll just quickly run you through the primary schools involved. We've got the Mundy Church of England School, the Copthorne Community Infant School, Sherland Primary and Woodbridge Primary. And what is displayed in front of me, Sally, is all of these wonderful outfits that these children have been making. And as you said, it's fashion for free. So this is stuff they've had to put together from recycled materials, clothes they might already own. And in the most part, they've had to sort of create their own superhero as well. And some of the ones here are so interesting. There's one here called Flamingo Girl, which I can't wait to find out a little bit more about later on. There's also a Wonder Woman handbag, Sally, that I thought you might quite
want
like.
It,
I've got my eyes
it,
on that.
It.
So I'll see if I can put it in my rucksack before I leave. But here to just tell me a little bit more about, you know, what the day entails and what the kids are doing is the Managing Director of David Knieper. That's Christopher Knieper himself. Hello.
Good morning, Heidi.
Thanks for having me. It's very excitable in here, isn't it?
It is. Thank you for coming. It's not every day that we have so many children in the company, but we have 70 children who've come here today from five different schools, and they've been working on a project for the last few months. And this whole idea is to engage them in something creative. They've got to make something. This year's theme is a superhero. They've got to make something out of materials or fabrics or things they can find at home for free. It's very good to learn about recycling as a child, and this is part of that.
And what time does the judging start? Who comes in to judge these outfits?
Well, as you know, we're very keen to support education generally. We give university scholarships, and we also have our own secondary school, which is the David Knieper Academy next door. And so we're going to invite the head teacher, Dr. Catherine Hobbs, and she's going to come over in about an hour's time and have the very difficult task of judging. Maybe you can give us some tips. You can look round some of these teddies, for example, and give us some tips.
I know, the teddies are fantastic, Sally. I'm going to go and have a look at them later. They've made a load of superhero teddy bears. Now, I think we should probably talk to one of the schools involved in this. There's a big table here laid out for Copthorne Community Infant School, and there's lots of things on the table that these guys have made. I'll just quickly have a quick chat with Jill O'Hagan, who is the Chair of Governors at the school.
Good morning.
You've got three excitable children here with you. Have all had a part making these outfits. Why do you enjoy getting involved?
Well, my children attended the school many years ago. I live locally near to the school, and I very much believe in supporting the local community, and this is one way school governors can be involved in helping the children in their area. So
let's have a chat with the kids. Let's introduce you all first. What's your name?
Layla.
Finley.
Hannah.
So Hannah, Finley and Layla, let's have a look at these things that you guys have been making. This one right on the end here is very interesting. So it's like a red and white, I'm going to say cape, almost like your school dress, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what does the P stand for in the middle? Because all over this cape, Sally, there's a question mark, there's a comma, a full stop. What does the P stand for, Finley?
Punctuation.
So what's this superhero?
I don't know.
What's his name?
Captain Punctuation.
Captain Punctuation. And who came up with that idea?
I don't really know. Hannah and Finley might know. But
you all got involved in making it, though. Did you do some of the stitching?
Yeah.
How hard was that?
A bit hard because I pricked my finger.
Oh no, Finley, did you get involved? What did you make on that?
I didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything? But I'm guessing that you you partook in the whole creation and getting things all sorted and cut out and stuck down.
Yeah.
Hannah, what about you? Can you tell me a little bit about Captain Punctuation? What did you do?
Well, I did some of the stitching as well, and also very, very hard to get it perfectly right.
Well, you've done a pretty good job, Hannah. Sally, I'm going to carry on looking at some of the other outfits here, and I'll see if I can at least get you a picture of that Wonder Woman handbag.
No, a picture won't do. You obviously need to steal it. I'm kidding, obviously. We'll catch up with Heidi a little later on. Oh, the Wonder Woman handbag. I fancy that. What a great job they're doing, though, it sounds like. We'll catch up with Heidi, who's going to be at David Nieper's in Alfton for a little while longer yet. Hearing more about what the children have been doing in their Fashion for Free project. Baby, do you understand?